Continuing on In Focus, Troy Coverdell in for Brandon Peoples this morning, joined by Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. See, it's so easy when I get to talk about Friends, for crying out loud, and so few people really know Circleville, Kansas when I get into the conversation.
You
Kevin
bet.
Knows
I know Circleville,
Kansas.
It's kind of fun. Started in 81, my first time there ever.
Very, very active Christian church in that community.
You bet.
A number of things that are coming up where folks get to take opportunities and be a part of what's going on at Manhattan Christian College.
Yeah, you bet. 19 years ago, we started our leadership breakfast, and it was a part of the way that, you know, we talked about the community and how much the community means to MCC, and the Manhattan community has welcomed us for 94 years, and we thought, what is a way for us to give back to Manhattan? And one of the things that we thought about is our mission is to educate, equip, and enrich Christian leaders, and we're about leadership, and so we started a leadership breakfast. And we have, through the years, in the 19 years, brought in some really phenomenal leaders who are just out making a difference in their industry, and we ask them to come in and just tell the story that is one of their keys. And this year, I'm excited that happens to be a good friend of mine, Greg Rowden. I've known Greg probably for about 10 or 12 years. He's from Searcy, Arkansas, and he's a franchisee of Sonic's and Slim Chicken's restaurants. It's a new model that's out there and is extremely successful in that. And the theme that he wants to speak on this year is to lead, don't boss. And really probably the best illustration I could give you about Greg is I one day was going to him to one of his stores. I was riding around with him, and I have to stop by a store, which one of the Sonics in Searcy. And we walked in, and I started talking to the manager, and all of a sudden I looked up, and Greg was gone, and it was because he was pulling tickets and pouring drinks.
Mm-hmm.
He just immediately started working. And this is a guy who doesn't boss, he leads, and he serves as he leads. And he's going to come in and talk about that on Thursday, September 23rd from 7:30 to 8:30. Free breakfast. We have free books. We give a book to everybody that attends that the speaker recommends. And Greg's going to be talking about lead, don't boss, building synergy for a winning team. And he's one of the top franchisee in Sonics, and two of his Slim Chickens are also the top two in a nation. And so you can tell what kind of guy he is and what kind of leader he is, and just one of the friendliest guys, and we encourage people to come. They need to RSVP, so we'll be ready for them from breakfast. And they can do so on our website, mccks.edu, and Google and just search for our leadership breakfast, and they can do it there. But encourage everybody to come Thursday, September 23rd, 7:30 in the morning in our Activity Center, in Howie's Activity Center right there off of Laramie.
Okay, so make sure again that you RSVP for that, but that's coming up on the 23rd. Golfing? Great time of year to be out doing that.
Great time of year, and this is our 22nd annual Golf Classic.
Oh, gosh.
And really thrilled that we have this Friday, September 24th. That's the next day. We most always partner it with our breakfast, and it's in partnership with our major sponsor, Howie's Trash Service, and it's at Colbert Hills. Shotgun start at 9 o'clock. People can start coming about 8 o'clock, and they can hit balls and warm up and putt and just hang out with people as well. The $150 registration fee covers green fees and cart and range balls and awards barbecue and an MCC logo item. And our team in the office really does a phenomenal job. I'm not just saying this. A lot of my friends who would tell me the truth say of all the golf tournaments they play in, this is the most fun that they have at a golf tournament, and that it's just so well run and so smooth. And so, again, you can go on our website and get more information, but we would love to have them. And all of it is a part of what we talked about earlier, is helping fund the ministry of Manhattan Christian College.
And it's hard to go wrong when you're holding a tournament out at Colbert Hills.
It's gorgeous, and the course is in great shape this year. And I haven't been able to play out there as much as I hope every year this year, so I'm looking forward to at least being out there one day. So my team better be ready that I'm not going to be that good, but that's the way it goes.
I was going to say, you're not going to try and bomb there on the seventh hole, the 700-foot
draw. It's sure. A big drop-off.
Oh,
it's not
goodness.
700 foot, but it's big. Yeah, we'll just play the hole and enjoy it.
That would be the way to look at it.
Yep.
Free Bible class coming up.
You bet. This is something else that we started several years ago, and that we have some tremendous faculty. And we thought, how do we share what our faculty offer? And we had so many people say, I would love to be a part of this class. You know, but we own a 16-week rotation, but I don't want to pay for it, and I don't want to take it for credit. I would just love the information. And so our faculty have started. And we started working with them over the last 4 years or so, having a free Bible class. This year it's on disciple making with our intercultural studies professor, Dave Caperi, who just finished his doctorate, by the way. Congratulations, Dr. Caperi. But he's been with us since 2016 and is going to be sharing with everybody on 5 Monday evenings in October, starting October 4th. and going through November 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. And people can either do it in person or online. It's one of those where we're offering hybrid-wise because there's still people who would prefer to stay home and not come to a crowd, and it works out very well. And we would love to have people join the class. Again, they can find more information on our website and enroll for that class as well. And it literally is free. So
October. Now, I can't believe we're already talking October.
Yeah, we're already talking October.
Anyway, yeah. And career fair, then that will take place next month as well.
Yeah, you bet. And it's an opportunity for, you know, a lot of it would be churches that come in because a lot of our students are looking for church professions, and they come in and talk about the internships that they have. So there's people who do summer internships and come and connect with students. They're looking for a full-time position and connect with our students, but also some local businesses come as well, and it's an opportunity for them to share, here's who we are, here's what's going on, and expose our students to it, to be looking at what are the opportunities that have in our area to find out. And you know, and part of the journey in college is finding out who they are, what their gifts and abilities are. And so many students start in one major and end in another, and they feel bad for that. And I'm like, you know, you really don't have your life planned out at 18 years old? You know, I ask the question, and they always smile and go, yeah, you're right. And this is a part of that journey. It's from 8 to 1 o'clock on our campus. We do charge $25 for a booth. It's $35 after September 29th, but with that comes a booth space, table, breakfast, and lunch for two. So if they bring somebody that really the $35 helps cover their meals and snacks and everything else while they're there, they can recruit, they can network, they interview, and it's for internships, residency programs, grad school, full-time employment, whatever it would be. We'd love to have people at that.
One of the things that you and I had talked about previously and has been on the board for a while, and it has to do with your fundraising, in fact, and that would be that you were able to close on Anderson Village.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. And I have, you know, some personal reasons. For one, when I was a student in the 80s, the college owned all that land, and we sold it back in 1985 and to help out with some financial hard times. And the developer who bought it at that time, after about 5 years, had to sell it. And the current, well, I can't say current owner, the former owner, Calvin Emig, has owned it for 30 years. And it's been a great property, and he's been a great neighbor. And, you know, he came and talked to us last summer and said, hey, I'd really love to talk to you. So we just closed on that. You know, we obviously, as we talked about earlier for fundraising, that all of our capital projects have to do what they can to help pay the bills. And this one is a little unique because our board policy, if it's a building that doesn't earn money or make money, then we have to raise it all. But this building does because of the apartments and the rentals on the first floor. And so we closed on that August 31st, and we wanted to raise $1 million because our lender would give us $3 million. And we were able to close the deal, and we were at $1.15 million the day we closed. And we're very grateful for that. And we do want to raise another $850,000 because if we get it, because next fall we're going to turn the apartments into dorms. Our men's residence hall will move up there, and it will help us close out an old building that's needed to be closed out. And if we can raise another, you know, just about another $1 million, then we can keep the housing income coming into our annual budget, which we need. And so that's some of the goal that we're going to have for the year. Right now, the apartments are rented out to K-State students and local people. And then next summer, there will be a transition in that. And we just didn't feel like it was good to close and say, okay, you're out. And so they're
especially
staying
right at the start of a school
year. So we're going to leave it like it is. We talk to our students and they're like, hey, that's great. Just so it's out there in the future, we're fine. And so we're excited about it. Really kind of fun. And for me personally, you know, I can remember my senior year watching the buildings that were on that part of the campus start to be torn down because we had sold it and they were starting to develop Anderson Village itself. So thrilled to have that opportunity and add to our footprint, and pretty much gives us that whole two blocks except for one house. And so grateful for that.
And it also helps in the aspect, as you mentioned, you get to retire the men's dorm and be able to look at something else potentially for the future.
Yeah, we've got a plan that would, in the future, you know, if need be, would be another academic building. That's really, we kind of have an academic section, a student life section, and a housing section. We've kind of divided it in thirds. And so that would really be what it would function as. And we were told in 2010 it had 2 to 3 years left. And so we're grateful that it made it to 2021, but it's time to retire that building. So exciting.
Can't get past any discussion at this point on the education level about anything without bringing up coronavirus. On campus, how are things going?
They're really going very, very well. We've had, I think, less than 5 people that are either quarantined or I think one person who's tested positive. Other than that, the year has gone very, very well. We've held two vaccination clinics, one to get students their first one, and yesterday was another one that students could get their second one or get their first one if they hadn't yet. And I think when students realize that if they're vaccinated and exposed and have no symptoms, it doesn't limit their world as much. So mm-hmm. It's like, oh, maybe I want to be vaccinated. So we did have a few more get vaccinated yesterday. A high percentage of our faculty and staff had already been vaccinated back in April. And so we're doing what we can, keeping some of the same cleaning procedures, but also operating as normally as we can. And so far doing so very successfully. You know, it's been you keep waiting for the calls that are going to come in, but so far it's gone well, and we're grateful, and our students are doing a great job of, you know, we're small enough that the majority of our class is socially distanced anyway. You know, we don't have 500 in a class, and so we're grateful, and it's going well, and we just continue to trust and pray that it's going to continue to go well.
Yeah, that's I think the story for everybody is right. trust and pray and keep things going as best we can. Again, back to what we said at the start, consistency.
It sure
brings a lot of comfort, doesn't
it? And we've promoted. Hey, if people we're not requiring masks, but we've promoted if people are more comfortable wearing them, feel free to wear them. Nobody says anything. And I mean, it's not like I can't believe you're wearing a mask. Everybody just lets it go, and that's what they're comfortable with, so they do it. And we'll continue to move forward with that. But if we see the need, you know, we will tighten down just like we had last year because we have the full plan developed. We'll just institute it and can do so immediately, and it'll be good.
That's the nice thing about it. We're at least far enough along that plans are in play.
Yeah, a year ago, we were like, what do we do? How do we handle it? And this year, we just need to pull the trigger if that's the case.
Congratulations again on Anderson Village.
Thank you.
I know that meant an awful lot, and I appreciate getting to meet you face-to-face.
You sir. As well. I've enjoyed it, Troy. It's been great.
Kevin Ingram, the president at Manhattan Christian College, our guest on this second half hour of In Focus. Earlier, we had USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and USD 383 Board Member Daryl Eady with us. Of course, the school board meeting taking place tonight. Make sure that you stay with us. We'll have updates on that coming up throughout here from the news department as well. As Brandon will be back with you tomorrow morning on In Focus. Thanks for joining us. I'm Troy Coverdale, News Radio KMAN.